This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Big weekend coming up, and I'm excited. Well, Friday night, that's the game that I'm actually, if I'm doing my game of the week thing again, this is the one I'm most excited about. Colorado Buffaloes taking on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. This could be an excellent football game and an excellent early test at home for this Buffs team. Certainly a lot of changes when it comes to some of the stars that were on this team last season. Joining us now, and as he plans to do every Monday, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, Friday night cannot get here soon enough, my friend.
Well, and you know what? Travis is not here and Shadur's not here, but gosh darn it, I'm here.
Yes, and you are.
So I will be back again for my 22nd season, and I promise you, Brady, this year I will not miss a tackle nor drop a pass. I guarantee you that will not happen.
I think you're undefeated when it comes to that. I've never seen you miss a tackle out there, Mark. Not
nope,
once.
Nope. Never. I've dangled a participle on occasion, and I've fumbled a phrase, but I've never missed a tackle as the Buffs announcer. But no, I this is a great game, and I think it's a great game from a measuring stick standpoint to get this season underway. It's a brand new team, obviously, with a very different squad, a different type of offense. No Shadur, no Travis. You kind of bring those marquee players or take them out of the equation, and it's going to be a different type of offense. And so, yeah, I'm kind of excited to see what it's going to look like on Friday night.
You talked to us so much about this offensive line being new and improved, and, you know, a guy like Jordan Seaton another year in, but bringing in some big-time transfers that should help. That will be huge for this Buffs team. But specifically, how do you think this offense is going to look, Mark? Like, is it going to be leaning on the run game a little bit more? Are they going to try to spread things out on the passing side? How do you see offensively this looking for the Buffs, starting on Friday at least?
Well, I think it's going to be an offense that will be more run-oriented. Now, I don't think they're going to be Air Force, for goodness sakes. I mean, it's not going to be, you know, five passes a game. But I think it's going to be very balanced. You know, we're still learning what their transfer quarterback from Liberty is all about. And I, you know, I've kind of expressed times about him that I think he is a running quarterback who can pass versus Shadur Sanders, who's a passing quarterback who can run. And so I think he's electric with his legs. When it's all said and done, I mean, you know, maybe when the year is over, maybe Caden Salter leads the Buffs as a rusher with, you know, 750 yards or something. They've got a couple of 500-yard rushing running backs. And then, you know, he's a guy that averages, you know, 150 yards passing or something along those lines. And so my guess is it's a much more balanced attack. They've got a very big offensive line. I think I mentioned on your show last week, Fox or somebody put it out that they're the fourth heaviest line by average in college football. Texas State, by the way, is number one, but the Buffs at like 329 pounds per guy. So it's a much different looking offensive line, a much heavier offensive line, and they're going to lean more on that this season. So if they cannot run the football, number one, it's a bad sign. Number two, I'm going to be shocked, to be honest with you.
Well, we might see, speaking of running quarterbacks, Mark, we might see a lot on the other side, too, with Georgia Tech's quarterback, Haynes King, who had a lot, he had some injuries last year, but the guy can move pretty good. I think he ran for almost 11 touchdowns last year and threw for about 14. So we could see both quarterbacks moving around a little bit on Friday night.
I think we could. And by the way, you do know this is not the first time the Colorado Buffaloes will play against Haynes King. Do you know that? Here's a little tidbit for you. When Colorado a few years ago played a top-10 team in Texas A&M at Mile High Stadium, the starting quarterback for Texas A&M was Haynes King that day.
How about that?
If you remember, he got knocked out in the first quarter. Very early, he got hit and got knocked out. And I can't remember the kid that came in and had a heck of a game. It was a great college football game. The Buffs, it came down to the wire, and they ended up losing that one at Mile High Stadium. But, yeah, it's the second time we'll see Haynes King against Colorado. You're right. He is a very mobile quarterback. And so I think probably because of his experience, he's probably a little bit more polished passer at this point, certainly at this level, than maybe what Caden Salter is. But I'll tell you what, the more I saw of Caden throughout camp, the more impressed I was by him. And as I said, he can be electric with his legs. And so I'm kind of interested to see what that's going to look like, how that's going to kind of unfold for Colorado in terms of what this offense looks like. But I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm curious because, again, this is that fun time where we don't know a lot about what those looks are going to look like, who's going to be kind of who they're going to center this offense around defensively, what those looks are going to look like. We certainly will get a full grasp of that or somewhat a grasp of that on Friday night. But
here's the thing, Brady, I will say that as much as I think they are going to focus and make an emphasis on running the football, they have got a wonderful group of wide receivers. I've said it on your program before. Prime knows how to find wide receivers and defensive backs, and he has got a bunch of them out there. Sincere Brown and Joseph Williams and go on down the line. So they will be throwing the football. Make no mistake about it. They are going to throw the football, but I think a much more balanced attack is what Pat Shurmur is going to be calling this season because of the way this team is made up.
What do you make of the spread at this point? Buffs are a 4-point dog in this one at home.
They always say what 3 points is what they normally give a team at home.
Yeah.
So that makes Colorado a touchdown dog in this game if you're counting that in there. And am I surprised by that? Do I agree with it? No. Am I surprised by it? No. And here's why I say that. I think everyone's wondering about the same questions you and I are talking about right now. You know, you don't have the dynamic players and personalities of Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. And then, you know, the other three wide receivers who are on NFL rosters, Jimmy Horn and Xavier Weaver and on down the line. You don't have all those guys out there. So I think there are questions about Colorado simply because people don't know right now. And so I think there's probably from Vegas' standpoint, there's probably a little caution in terms of how they're trying to handicap this ball game because they really don't know what CU is going to look like. They've got a better idea of what Georgia Tech is going to look like. Georgia Tech was a solid football team a year ago, and so that probably explains that. I don't think Colorado's a touchdown dog in this game in reality. I think that's just the perception of it right now.
What do you think of defensively for this Buffs team, Mark? I saw a stat today. You correct me if this is wrong, and this makes sense because I think even the best defenses have bad games. Colorado, in their victories, they held opponents to an average of like 18.7 points per game. In the losses, they gave up 33. Well, they didn't have many of those losses, so I kind of look at that as it wasn't the greatest defense in the world, but even really good defenses have off days, and the Buffs, their off days were pretty rough, and that's what led to some of those losses last year.
Well, and you know, the great old line, there's lies, damn lies, and statistics, right?
You can
pervert those things any way you want. And listen, as much turnover as there has been on this team, those statistics from last year don't mean a whole heck of a lot this year.
Sure.
And so I like this defense. I'm a Rob Livingston buyer right now. I'm buying stock in Robert Livingston. I think he is a star in the making, the defensive coordinator for the Buffaloes. I think they've got some major upgrades up front. I think they're a much more athletic second level. This group of linebackers with Reggie Hughes and French and those guys that they brought in, I think are very athletic, are very capable. And every guy that I've talked to here the last few weeks, I've asked those guys in the second, third level of defense, tell me what you're seeing up front. And in fact, I just talked with Jeremiah Brown here a few days ago, linebacker. He goes, Mark, he goes, those big fellas they brought in, man, they are eating stuff up. I can't tell you, he says, seems like every play we're not dealing with any linemen getting the second level. We're running free out there making plays. If that's the case, if that group is what they're claiming it is right now, and they look the part, just like we talk about that offensive line, they look the part on the defensive front. If that defensive front is a better defensive front and those linebackers are running free, That says you're going to have a pretty good defense. Keep in mind, Colorado did lead the Big 12 in sacks a year ago, right? They created that. They manufactured those sacks a year ago. And if they can do that kind of thing and then be a little more stout against the run, I think it could be a very fun year. But I think this team, based upon what they want to do offensively, run the football a bit more, shorten the games a little bit, I think they lean on this defense. I think Robert Livingston in year number two is going to have a lot of fun. They feel pretty good about what they've done on that side of the ball.
Yeah, Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And this is going to be a nice test right off the bat. You know, last week we saw in 0 week there some interesting tests for some of these teams like K-State and whatnot. But this is an opportunity because I think Georgia Tech, if they can stay healthy, might be, I think they were a 7-win team last year. I could see them being a 7-8-win team again if they can stay healthy. So this would be a nice test for the Buffs. How do you see this Big 12 kind of playing out? A lot of the national people don't have the Buffs much higher than 12 or 11.
Yeah, I see. And by the way, you just mentioned Kansas State and Iowa State.
Yeah.
That two-week game over in Dublin Island. Can I make a public statement right now?
Yes.
That you've seen the stories about Avery Johnson's father beating up his other son in the parking lot. Avery Johnson's father is named Mark Johnson. It was not me that was over there beating up the other brother, okay? I just want to make that clear.
I didn't pay attention to his name. I just saw Dad. That's all I saw.
Brady, I started getting text messages over the weekend like, dude, what are you doing? I mean,
Mark's like, you know what? I don't have a game this week. Time to mess up some kids.
It wasn't me. I'm not the Mark Johnson that was beating up the kid in the parking lot in Dublin, Ireland, okay? So let me make that clear. I think, as in regards to the Pac-12, or the Big 12, rather, I think this league is wide open. And, you know, K-State was considered the favorite in many quarters out there. Iowa State just beat them 24-21 over the weekend. I think this league's going to be wide open. I think there's a bunch of really good teams. I'm not sure there's a great team in the Big 12. I think there's a bunch of really good teams. And I really think, based on all the things we've just talked about, if this, and again, right now it's all if it is what we think it is. Right now I think this team is a top-level defensive team, one of the better defenses in the Big 12, and I think they're going to run the football. If they can do those kind of things, Colorado's going to be right in the middle of this thing. And I don't know who the favorite would be. I mean, if you know, some people said Kansas State. I've seen Utah. I've seen Arizona State be picked up there. You know, don't even though they lost their quarterback, don't count out BYU. I think there's a lot of teams that can make some noise this season, and I think every week is going to be a war in the Big 12 and be very entertaining.
Yeah, last year Oklahoma State was picked to finish anywhere from first to third, and look what happened to them.
And now they're
like, nobody believes in them. This will probably be the year they do something. You just never know.
But
that is great. I'm looking at CBS Sports right now. Mark Johnson was seen in a video outside of the
stadium. What did I tell you? It wasn't me.
I didn't. All I saw was the video, and I just saw the headline, Avery Johnson's father and brother in a fight. I saw the video, watched it, and rolled my eyes, moved on. I should have stuck with it because that would have been my first question, Mark. What in the heck were you up to this weekend?
Man, my phone started blowing up, and at first it was just, you know, buddies of mine driving the line going, you know, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm doing some work around the property today. Why? Was that you in the fight? I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I finally figured it out. I'm like, oh, okay, funny guys. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was me. Yeah, during the bye week, I went over to undermine Kansas State, the favorite in the Big 12, and blow up their season by beating up the quarterback's brother. Yeah, that was me.
I love it, Mark. Well, hey, what time do you get rocking and rolling on Friday night? First game of the season for this Buffs with tone setter time on Friday night.
Yeah, we're out there just south of the stadium with our first hour of the pregame beginning at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 o'clock with the kickoff on the Colorado Football Network. And I know Gary's all jacked up, and you know, and so I got him all wound up. And he, by the way, he sent me – have you seen that article, by the way? He sent me this yesterday. ESPN did a piece and where they went down and talked about the average payment to every position, broke down positions in college football. Well, as soon as we're out there, I'll text it to you so you can take a look at it.
Yeah, shoot me that text.
Yeah, Gary, he sent me that yesterday. So, you know, Gary's already in mid-season prep form. He's already, you know, looking for all sorts of little statistics and this and that, and so he's all jacked up. But, yeah, 6 o'clock we get underway with the kickoff on Friday night.
Just don't fall for any of those fake Twitter accounts and use that as facts. That happened in the Broncos game a couple weeks ago, Mark, so just be careful, okay?
Dude. Yeah. Or fall for people named Mark Johnson beating people up. It wasn't me.
I love it. Mark, my friend, appreciate it. This is going to be fun, man. I always love having you on. But it just feels a little different during football season. So looking forward to it.
All right. Sounds good, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. He sounds spry. He sounds ready to go, Mike. He sounds like he is ready for Georgia Tech, Colorado, coming up Friday night. That one's my game of the week. That's my game of the week. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Over CSU and whatever that other dog team is, over UNC Bears, over Wyoming and whatever that is, over Air Force and whatever that is. It would have been between CSU and Washington or CU and Georgia Tech. But I'm going to say it. My game of the week is CU and Georgia Tech. 49 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Bring out the dead.
What's next for the Colorado Rockies?
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Keep it on Northern Colorado's home for Rockies games and discussions.
I feel fine.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.